This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, September 7th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Bitcoin is a decentralized digital currency. The point is to avoid regulators, governments, and traditional centralized control. So why would a government adopt it as an official national currency? On today's show, our deputy editor for Latin America, Santiago Perez, joins us to discuss the one country that's done just that, El Salvador. Starting today, Bitcoin will be accepted as legal tender there. We'll discuss how it'll work and the risks that come with it after these headlines. Haven't heard back from those jobs you applied for? Software may be to blame. According to a new Harvard Business School study, automated hiring systems, the kind used by most big companies, exclude as many as 27 million workers in the U.S. for reasons ranging from brief resume gaps to incorrectly worded credentials. Companies started using this type of software in the 1990s to handle the influx of candidates they received once job applications moved online. But as our reporter Catherine Dill explains, the software also created new hurdles for workers.
Companies often use it to rank and filter workers according to really broad criteria, like a college degree, or broad criteria that they're using to eliminate workers, such as previous conviction of a crime. But they're also using it in more subtle ways that it's very hard for workers to know about, such as screening for a resume gap of 6 months or longer, looking for really specific combinations of words. And there are things that workers would have no way of knowing that those factors are often standing between them and even having a recruiter see their resume.
And Apple says it's delaying the rollout of its iPhone child protection features. Last month, the company announced new tools aimed at combating child abuse, including identifying known child pornography images uploaded to iCloud and warning parents about explicit images that are texted to their children. The features were set to be included as part of a software update later this year. But on Friday, Apple said it would take more time to collect input and make improvements after receiving feedback from the public. The company didn't specify a new rollout date. The new features sparked concern about privacy, though Apple has defended them as being privacy-friendly. All right, coming up, it's B-Day. El Salvador becomes the first country in the world to accept Bitcoin as legal currency. So how is the government going to make that work? And how are Salvadorians reacting? We've got the details after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with. Listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
El Salvador is one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere and relies heavily on remittances, payments sent back from workers in the United States. Since 2001, El Salvador has used the U.S. dollar after it ditched its local currency, the colón. The country is not known for leading the world in financial innovation. But on Tuesday, it's set to become the first nation in the world to accept Bitcoin as a national currency. The move has been celebrated by Bitcoin fans across the globe. But on the ground, the reaction has been different, with protests popping up in the capital, San Salvador. Our deputy editor for Latin America, Santiago Perez, recently visited the country to find out how the government plans to make this transition work and why it's taken this bold move. And he joins us now to discuss. Hi, Santiago.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing well. This seems like a pretty big deal. El Salvador is a country of more than 6 million people, and starting today, it's going to be the first in the world to accept Bitcoin as legal currency. How is that going to work?
Well, to start, it's a giant step for the evolution of Bitcoin. So it is quite remarkable that such a tiny country is embarking in such experiment. So as of September the 7th, Salvadorans will have the option to either pay for services with U.S. dollars, which that became the national currency almost 2 decades ago, or they can use Bitcoin for everything.
Let's break that down a bit. What is the technological infrastructure that they're using to make this work?
Well, the government is spending close to $250 million, which is a lot for such a tiny and impoverished nation. And what they want to do is to develop a local e-wallet called Chivo, which means cool in Salvadoran slang. So they are hoping, or they are expecting, to have close to 2.5 million Salvadorans signing up for that e-wallet. They are also launching a network of 200 ATMs across the country.
So for everyday Salvadorians, how is this going to work? They've got to go to an ATM and take out dollars?
Well, at first, the government will provide some sort of a stimulus check. It's a credit of $30 that will be deposited in the Chivo wallet. And essentially what you do is you decide whether you want to receive that payment in Bitcoin or US dollars. And you can also go to the Chivo ATM and, for example, insert dollars to buy Bitcoin, or the other way around, buy dollars with your Bitcoin credit and get dollar bills from the ATM.
Right. What about shop owners? How will they deal with accepting Bitcoin, and do they have to?
They have to, yeah. Unless you don't have the technology, meaning that you don't have like an internet signal or a mobile phone, you're required to accept payments in Bitcoin. So essentially, you have this QR code that allows you to either make payments or receive payments for specific services. Say, if you want to buy an espresso coffee or go to the beauty salon or buy furniture, you can also pay your taxes. Or bank loans, for that matter.
All right, so that's how the government is hoping it's going to work. How are everyday Salvadorians reacting to this?
I've seen at least 3 surveys showing that the vast majority, and I'm talking about more than 80% of Salvadorians, are not in favor of this measure. When I was in San Salvador, the country's capital, there was a group of veterans from the Civil War, like former enemies from the military and Marxist guerrillas, demonstrating together against Bitcoin. They were essentially demanding better benefits, pension benefits in particular, and they wanted to make sure that such payments won't be denominated in Bitcoin as well. I had a chance to chat with José Alberto Amaya, who served in the special forces of the Salvadoran army.
Estamos en contra de esa moneda virtual.
And essentially he said that El Salvador lacked the infrastructure, and that being such an impoverished country, it was really hard for Salvadorans to be able to use Bitcoin as a means of payment. He essentially said that El Salvador lacks the technology and the economic strength to undertake such an adventure.
So I guess that leaves, you know, the other big question. Why is the government doing this? What is it said about its reasoning for making Bitcoin legal currency?
So the government says this can lower costs for remittances, which are quite important in El Salvador. And they also say that this can help bring foreign direct investment and innovation. In a way, some people think that El Salvador will become the Singapore of Central America, a hub for trade and technology.
All right, let's talk about some of the potential downsides. One of the most obvious ones for anybody who's watched the movements of Bitcoin is those price fluctuations. They move a lot. How could that impact El Salvador?
The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, has said that adopting crypto assets as a national currency can be quite dangerous. In essence, because you don't have an authority, a central authority or a central bank whose task is to preserve stability. There are several risks that range from the possibility that government coffers and tax revenue could be depleted because of such sharp swings in the value of Bitcoin. And also you have security risks because the Chivo wallet is essentially a centralized system. So all the funds will be controlled by the government. So that can be pretty attractive for hackers.
One of the other risks, of course, is graft. There are corruption allegations against some of the president's allies. Is there concern that using Bitcoin is only going to foster that kind of activity?
Absolutely. And on an international scale as well, because the anonymity in some of these Bitcoin transactions is quite attractive for organized crime and money laundering activities.
What about the broader picture? I mean, El Salvador is just one small country in Latin America, but doing this is a pretty big deal. Do we expect other Latin American countries are going to follow suit?
Well, Cuba is contemplating the possibility of accepting Bitcoin as payment. Of course, Cuba has some specific conditions that are different from the rest of Latin America. Having said that, I don't think that, you know, the biggest economies in Latin America would even analyze such possibility. And I'm referring to countries like Mexico, Colombia, Chile, Brazil, because they have a strong central bank and monetary tools that allow them to have an efficient national currency.
All right, that's our deputy editor for Latin America, Santiago Perez. Thanks, Santiago.
Thank you so much for your time.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. You can always find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, why not leave us a rating or review? You can do it wherever you get your podcasts, and it really helps. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.